Good morning. Let us open our Bible. We read few first from Luke chapter 10, verse 21 to 24. At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infant. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son will to reveal him. Turning to the disciple, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the things which you see and did not see them, and to hear the things which you hear and did not hear them. Let us pray. Father Lord Jesus, this morning, we want to enjoy in your rejoice. That's why from this few verse, we pray that the Holy Spirit can open our mind, our heart, so we know the secret of your rejoicing. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the verse that we read just now is talking about Jesus rejoice, and the Bible says rejoice greatly in the Holy Spirit. So I try to know how many times Jesus rejoiced during his ministry, 3 years. Only this time, Jesus rejoiced. So make me want to know what make him rejoice greatly. Rejoice greatly. So, in Cantonese, we can say "hoi sam" like that. Rejoice greatly, so happy, brothers and sisters. So you know that we will rejoice greatly, maybe because change position, better job, a big salary, or have a baby, or our son, our daughter graduate from high school and then accepted in good university or anything like that. Now, go back to Jesus. What make him rejoice greatly? If we see the context a few verses before he rejoiced, then we can see the story of 70 disciples go back and report him. Because of this report make him rejoice? I don't think so. Because Jesus rebuked them. When they come and give report, Jesus said, don't too happy, or never tell us, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. So Jesus tried to change their mind, because the disciple rejoiced because they can catch out the demon. But Jesus said there is more important than that, that your name are already in heaven. So what make Jesus rejoice? Now we read verse 21. I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven on earth, you have hidden this thing from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infant. So this sentence is the basic reason why Jesus rejoiced. Jesus rejoiced because God have revealed something to them. Now, brothers and sisters, 70 students go to share the gospel. And then some of them can believe Jesus. Because some of them can believe Jesus, Jesus rejoiced. Why Jesus rejoiced? Because God helped them to know who is Jesus. Because no one knows Jesus except God Father. Now, God Father throw His grace to this kind of people so that they know who is Jesus. Because of this, Jesus rejoiced. Now go back to 3 years Jesus' ministry. First time Jesus arrived at synagogue, we can see at Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, he came to Nazareth, verse 16. He had been brought up and was his custom. He entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet of Isaiah was handed to him. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," blah, 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 blah. But after, no one believed him. Even he made a lot of miracles, no one believed him. Now he sent a disciple to many people, and that people didn't see Jesus, and they can believe Jesus. Why they can believe Jesus? Because God revealed to them. Because God revealed to them. That's why he was rejoiced. Brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 16, we can see someone know Jesus because God revealed to himself. Matthew 16, verse 16 to 20. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." But my Father. Simon can say you are the Christ, Son of living God, because of my Father. Because of my Father. But brothers and sisters, at that time, Jesus said to them, "Don't tell this to other people." Why don't tell this to other people? Because in chapter 17, when Jesus revealed himself to the disciple didn't understand who Jesus is. That's why, brothers and sisters, it takes time to know Jesus. And the first point, someone can know who is Jesus because God revealed Jesus to them. This is God's grace. No one can know who is Jesus unless God revealed it to the people. In this reason, Jesus rejoiced. Have you sit down and think deeply, how can you believe Jesus Christ? Sometime in one family, one believe, one cannot believe. Even we get the same experience, same miracle, but one can believe and the other cannot believe. If we go deeply, then we can say, all because God's grace. Now, brothers and sisters, Jesus rejoiced because he see God reveal him to the people. And then the second thing, Jesus rejoiced because God revealed him to the infant, to the baby. Of course, no baby in that story. What does it mean, the baby? Baby is a metaphorical word. Yeah. When we see the baby, then we can say that baby is, a baby cannot do anything. He just submit his life to the parent. He cannot find his food. He cannot find his clothes. All because someone. So baby is a metaphor word for someone who have no power, no anything. Now, I can say that baby is hopeless people. Jesus thanks God because God revealed him to hopeless people. Now, you can agree with me when you see the first guest who come to see Jesus when the baby was born is the shepherd. The shepherd is hopeless people, but the angel come to bring good news to the shepherd, and the shepherd come to worship Jesus. The shepherd is a dirty person, is someone who are uneducated people. That's why the shepherd cannot go to the temple of God because they are dirty. But the shepherd also cannot become a witness in the court because they are uneducated. So the shepherd is a person who have nothing, and God give this revelation to him. Jesus rejoiced. Jesus rejoiced because everybody who are hopeless in the sight of God are worthy. God loves hopeless people. That's why when Pharisee people again Jesus say, the doctor come not see the healthy one, but the doctor come to see the sick one. Brothers and sisters, no worry about your situation. Today, the word tell us, God revealed him to the infant, someone who are hopeless, someone who has no power. God want to show you something. The third point, when I see this story, in the beginning I said, we rejoice because something good that we get. In general, people rejoice in getting. Of course, well, in this story, Jesus rejoiced because God revealed himself. But at the same time, because of this revelation, he must die on the cross. This is the last journey to the Jerusalem. Jesus must die on the cross. On the cross, people know who is Jesus. Let us open Matthew 27, verse 54. Now the centurion and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, and when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said, truly, this was the Son of God. The centurion, those who were with him keeping God over Jesus, can know who is Jesus when Jesus died on the cross. Luke 23:47. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God and saying, certainly, this man was innocent. I, as a pastor, servant of God, when I go deep to this story, I realize I'm nothing. Jesus rejoiced not because of himself. Jesus rejoiced in order because God revealed him to the infant. But at the same time, to reveal himself, he must die on the cross. On the cross, people know he is truly Son of God. No wonder, brothers and sisters, on Luke chapter 10, verse 23, Jesus said, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see." We see the thing you see. This is a prophetic sentence talking about the cross. "For I say to you that many prophets and kings wished to see the thing which you see and did not see them, but the disciple can see them." See the real Jesus, Son of Man, who died on the cross. Try to learn from this verse. Do we rejoice because God revealed Jesus through our life? The second point, do we rejoice even at the same time we need to hang ourselves in the cross? Learn from Jesus. He rejoiced, even must die on the cross. Let us pray. This story is too heavy for us. I can say it's too heavy for me. But thanks God, if Jesus has given a good example, he rejoiced in the midst of his suffering. Brothers and sisters, what make you rejoice? Do you rejoice because God used your life to reveal himself to other people? Do you rejoice in your own suffering because you follow Jesus? This is our cross. That's why I always say the cross is between glory and suffering. In one side, we praise the Lord. In other side, we need to carry the cross. But we praise the Lord because Jesus has shown it to us, so nothing impossible. The true disciple is the disciple who rejoices because revealed Jesus even must carry the cross. Let's praise the Lord for this devotion. Lord Jesus, you are wonderful. Wonderful in everything. We have Jesus in our life. We need to follow his path. When we follow his path, we have good opportunity. One day when we finish, God Father say to us, you are wonderful disciples. Today is the opportunity. Let us reveal him. Even at the same time, we need to carry our cross. Seek thy kingdom first, and everything come to follow you. Rejoice, happiness, and blessing. Brothers and sisters, let's go deep in intercession this morning. First of all, we ask God to give mercy to brothers and sisters who are in bad situation because of cancer and other problem in their body. We pray that God will reveal his power. Let's pray together. If God revealed Jesus to the infant, at the same time, God also can reveal Jesus to our brother, sister who are in weakness. We pray for this revelation so that they can see Jesus and they can get salvation. Let's pray together. Keep praying for brothers and sisters who still have many problems in their physical. We pray that God can cure them, change their body, give the best one. One sister asked our prayer for herself so that she can get a new job. We pray that God will open opportunity for her. Let's pray together. Today, our mission focus is for Japan. We pray for Pastor Sophia, for her ministry, and also for New York, SP New York. We pray for Pastor Chris and the team. And we also pray for Cambodia, for Grace, for Oasis House. We pray that God will lead all brothers and sisters who serve at Japan, New York, Cambodia. Let's pray together. Also pray for MC. We pray for Pastor Ricky and team so that they can arrange lead a mission work from SP to around the world. Let's pray together. pray for local outreach ministry, for Agape, for HOMI, for SP Life, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. We pray from this ministry. Really, they reveal Jesus to many action words. Make people know who is Jesus. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP Adoption Ministry. We pray that adoption is a way to share fatherhood to other people. Really, like Jesus share his right to us, so we share our right to other people. Let's pray together. We also pray for Friday evening gathering, both SPU, IP, and EG class. Also pray for house church activity, Element, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson, Robinson Road, and then Tashvik Road. We pray that through house church, believers can gather together, sharing, and then also they can know the will of God better and better. We also pray for men's retreat. Tomorrow we start men's retreat. We pray that God will lead men's retreat, equip men, father, to have fatherhood in their life. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for blessing to us this morning. Thank you for give us this example. Teach us what make you rejoice. You get rejoice, but you need to pay the price of rejoice. Father, give us this kind of power so in our life we always seek holy rejoice. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning.